In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their career and their paycheck. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, total, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Ice cold Tuesday morning for you. Larry Richard along with Anchorman, Paul Rasmussen. And Paul, you've heard a lot about over the years the business of CBD and hemp. And this ban in the government spending bill could wipe out a $30 billion industry, including around Pittsburgh.
Really?
Yeah. Lab in Washington, PA, based Choice Extraction. And we're joined on our live stream at kdkradio.com, Bob Shearer, who is a lab manager there. And Jessica's the manager. Bob, you're the owner. I didn't mean to switch that, although Jessica may feel like she owns the place.
I was just going to say that.
Thank you both for being here. I got to tell
you,
I know some people in this industry, and this is dire news. So how do you see this rolling out? Explain first what your company does at Choice Extraction.
With Choice Extraction, we take the biomass, which is the flower itself from hemp, and we make it into oils. We take those different types of oils, and then the oils, that's how you get your CBD products from the oils. Depends on the type of oil.
Can you explain, for a lot of people do not know the difference between CBD and medical marijuana products in many cases, and I think it's really, really important because hemp was banned centuries ago, but it's such a viable, good product. Otherwise, it's crazy. But what's the difference between CBD and what people might think of otherwise?
They're both cannabis. The only difference is a THC Delta 9 level. Hemp must be 0.3% or below.
In other words, it's not a psychotic kind of reaction to anything
Correct.
You do with CBD.
Correct.
Paul?
So what would the impact be on the business if this goes forward?
I mean, it's detrimental to the business. If what they pass through the spending bill were to actually go through and take effect in a year, it would dismantle the entire hemp industry.
What is the genesis of this? I thought we went through this, Bob, with the history of hemp in this country that threatened the steel business, actually, because of hemp's multi-uses and its strength as a plant. It's a cousin plant of what people think of as the smoking type marijuana plants.
Correct, the weed.
Yeah. What do you suppose is behind this?
Well, there is cannabinoids inside of the hemp other than Delta 9 that are more of a euphoric feel. I think that may have gotten a little out of control where it's sold, how it's sold. But through regulation, instead of dismantling the industry, let's sit down and see. Evidently, it works, the CBD. It has been 5 years now that we've had products out there. And what we should do is regulate or register something. And that could be a state situation. It is a federal law, and every state can handle it their own way. I think that's really what's behind everything.
So how would that look in Pennsylvania?
to look similar to the recreational marijuana.
And I have seen, and I don't know why, these vape places popping up everywhere, and they also are, you know, marketing. I guess you mentioned Delta. People don't know all the names of the different things and don't know what's in it, what's not in it. And therein lies part of the problem, I would imagine.
Yes, those are called cannabinoids. There's over 100 cannabinoids in the hemp plant.
And so
these, you're right. That's something we, as a state, could look at. Are there limits? Who has it? Who sells it? Our belief is, because we come from the processing end of this, that you must be educated and know the different cannabinoids and what their effects.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Total, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
And unfortunately, that's not what's happening throughout the country.
So how long have you been in this business, Bob?
From day one, 2019, we started.
And how has that been received with the CBD products in southwestern Pennsylvania in particular?
We're positive. We're still here. We make a good product, quality. We're local. And that's what we need in our industry.
And that, that raises the question for the consumer, too. How do you tell the difference between a reputable processor and one to be avoided?
Usually you have the conversation with them and ask them what it is they're selling. Do they know what's inside of whatever it is they're purchasing?
And reputable COAs from a company that's doing what they're supposed to. So you take your products and you send them out for third-party testing so that you have either full panels or you have potency panels. And then that is what lets you know that what is in that product is actually what's in there and there isn't anything harmful in it.
And are you getting any kind of support from any government individuals?
Yes, we have been. Back in the summer, we actually put together a guild in Pennsylvania, and there's seven of us on the board. Jessica and I hold two of the seats on the board, and we were trying to actually educate our senators and congresspeople what our product is all about, other than just marijuana. So, yes, we have our local politicians, the guy Rushenthaler. I think both Fetterman and McCormick have been spoken to about hemp in PA.
And do you think it's going to help get any traction, the bottom line?
Absolutely.
We just have to keep on working on educating them. There's a large lack of education in the industry, and especially with government officials, and I think that there needs to be a lot more education that's in place for us to be able to get people to understand what it is that we do.
And I want to make sure that I understand correctly. Would state regulation of your industry answer the problem at the federal level?
Partially.
How so?
It would at least help protect us, because if things were to go through in 1 year federally and things were to dismantle, it would at least protect us in the state of Pennsylvania and still allow us to operate in this state. How interstate shipping and stuff would always come into play, so that would always be up in the air. But if we were able to get some kind of regulation here in the state of Pennsylvania, it would protect all of us Pennsylvania owners.
I know that Governor Shapiro had in his original budget an allowance for recreational adult cannabis use. Do you think that's ever going to happen in Pennsylvania? And if so, will that help you or hurt you?
Depends. Depends on what kind of language is in there. And it depends on how they kind of put hemp language in that bill. Since we are separate from actual marijuana, it would depend.
Where do you direct people to learn more about CBD so we're all a little more educated in hemp?
Well, actually, you can go on through the internet anywhere where we get a lot of our research. Got certain different websites out there, and you get cannabis to hemp plants, and you'll be amazed at all the in the hemp plant how many cannabinoids are beneficial for anti-inflammation, even depression. Helps against MRSA, certain cannabinoids in the plant.
Yeah, I don't think a lot of people maybe appreciate or understand what the purposes are for the stuff that you're doing legitimately, by the way.
Right.
So educating yourself. Interesting conversation.
Yeah.
Appreciate the time. Thank you both. And good luck.
Thank you.
Yeah, thank
you're
you.
Welcome.
Keep us posted,
appreciate.
Please.
Will do. Will thank do. You.
All right.
Thanks
you
for
got
having
it.
Us.
From Choice Extraction, owner Bob Shear, and Jessica is the lab manager.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit DetectTheSOS.com today to learn more.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcasts.